Today, we're continuing our conversation about Ottawa Salus. It is an hour to give, and this is a really wonderful show to meet some of the people in our community that are supported. And today, I'm so excited to speak with Claire. Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's lovely to spend time with you. Claire, give me a sense of your connection to Ottawa Salus. How did you end up Salus for the first time?
Certainly. So my stepmother actually did some fundraising with Ottawa Salus and was in contact with one of the members of your board of trustees, Camille Power. And so they were. She's actually a neighbor of my parents, and that's how I found out about Salus.
That's fantastic. And talk to me a little bit about your life. Give us a little sense of your journey, Claire.
Definitely. So I've been having some mental health struggles for since about my teenage years. I was had my formal diagnosis when I was in about grade 10 in high school. And from then on, I, you know, was in and out of the hospital. And then finally, just before I came to Salus, I realized I really needed some help, and I reached out to Salus.
You are very brave for doing that, Claire. Very brave.
Thank you.
And for sharing your story today. So first of all, I'm just going to thank you right off the top for sharing your connection with Salus and a little bit about your journey. So walk me through a little bit of the struggles that you were having.
For sure. So I lived on my own and with my ex-partner previous to Salus, and it wasn't really going so well. I had, you know, some incidents and things that I really needed to work on. So I was in the hospital when I applied for Salus. With my caseworker, I worked really closely with her at the hospital, and that began my 72-hour visit, which is right before about 2 weeks prior to living at Salus.
And what's the difference that Salus has made in your life, Claire?
I think it gave me so many different opportunities and second chances, and just really made me believe in myself that I could really do it, and that that I shouldn't give up, and that, you know, there's help out there.
Absolutely. And give us a sense of what your every day is like. Take me to a day in the life of Claire.
For sure. So now I live at Gladstone, and I've been living here since about September. And I absolutely love it. We have our community developer here, Marie, and we work with her, and we have different activities during the week. So one of my favorite activities is cooking group. We have that on Thursday afternoons, and we've made all sorts of really interesting things, from soups to chilies to I made sugar-free banana and apple muffins 2 weeks ago. And we have this morning we went for a walk. So we're getting back with our walks, and I think my daily sort of, like, a day in my life would just be attending these activities, socializing with others, going to my appointments if need be, or doing my Zoom calls as needed, and just really enjoying life. I'm just really happy where I am right now.
Mm-hmm. I can tell. You're making me hungry with all those things you were cooking. You have to teach me to cook, Claire. I'm a horrible cook, so that's fantastic. So walk me through. Is that routine important to you, Claire?
Yes, it is, because it keeps me healthy and sane. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to socialize with others and to be a part of, you know, the community. And I think it's also important to have some downtime. Sorry. And so, you know, I listen to music in my apartment. I'm a big arts and crafts girl, so I do I make beaded keychains in my apartment, and I like to paint watercolor, and I have a bunch of things that keep me busy, and you know, there's also chores, and, you know, to do laundry every once in a while.
Right. Is it this really important combination for you, Claire? And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I sort of see it as this supported environment, yet you have your independence, so it's kind of the best of both worlds.
Yes, definitely. So I'm someone that, you know, I can be told to do things, but ultimately it's up to me whether I want to do those things or not. So I think it's at the end of the day, to be a little bit pushed to do things is great, but also I need to tell myself that, like, I'm the one that's the only person that's going to be able to do them.
What would you want someone to know about Salas, Claire, that they may not know?
I believe that Salas gives people hope for second chances, hope for, you know, a better life, a better future. And I just would really like people to get to know Salas, because it's definitely a service or a, you know, an opportunity to really brighten your life.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Tell me about some of the team members at Salas and some of the people that you've met that help to support.
Definitely. So my caseworker at Fisher, when I did the Fisher program, was Denise, and she was incredible. I swapped between her and someone else, but I was just so fortunate to get her back and to finish off my recovery journey with Salas Fisher in particular with her. And on a couple of other people, Paula, who is working, who also works with the Royal, and I got to know myself and how I cook, and I became a better cook with her on the weekends. Denny, who recently retired, I did biking group with him, and he was the first point of contact I had when I came into Salas, and he fixed my bicycle for me. And he was just a joy to be around. Some other people, a few other members of Fisher, and just seeing familiar faces such as Julie McBrien, and you know, also there's when I had my 2-week teaching apartment stay at Rosemount, I met Sophie, one of the community developers, and she's just a ball of energy.
Oh, that's amazing.
I really had a positive experience, that's for sure.
For sure. It's been said, Claire, that when you go through a difficult time, it's not your whole story. It's just one page in your book. Does that sentiment hold true for you? Do you see your life that way?
Yeah, I think that my challenges could definitely be kind of, as said, like a chapter in a novel, and that my whole story would be the novel. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that these things and this, you know, as they say, like, it too shall pass, I think is a good statement in believing that your story is just a segment, like your challenges are just a segment of your story.
Beautifully said, Claire. Beautifully said. And you know, when you think about other people you would have met that are also being supported by Salas, what are some of the sentiments you hear from others?
Oh, definitely. So I actually have two really good friends that I made at Salas, two other ladies. And one, she calls me every week, and she's now lives at Dorchester. And the other one lives at Creighton. And I'm in good contact with them, and we have... you know, we go out for dinner every once in a while, and we've stayed really good friends.
That's fantastic. And, you know, when I think about, you know, people facing different challenges in their life, it does take a bit of a village. Would you say that Salas has been your village?
Most definitely. I think I don't know what I would have done without Salas. I also, too, have to thank my parents, because I had a really great support system with my parents and my medical team. And I don't think, if it wasn't for my stepmom to have done some fundraising with Salas, I would have never heard about it. And I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for them.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that. Claire, what are your dreams, Claire?
My dreams, right now I'm looking for a job. So that would probably be my next dream. I almost had my dream career opportunity just recently, but unfortunately it didn't get quite to the top. So I think I'd like to see some travel in my future too. I love to travel. I studied travel and tourism at Algonquin College, and I really love traveling.
Well, that's a wonderful dream. I like traveling too. And you sharing your journey today has been very inspiring, Claire. And once again, I really appreciate you trusting us with your story today here on An Hour to Give. Thanks for sharing everything about Ottawa Salus today.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Claire joining us, talking about Ottawa Salus. We're not done yet, though. Mark McCauley, Executive Director, is going to come back and share more about how you can help. Stay with us here on An Hour to Give.